There are a lot of things you can do with a blog. You can write deep thoughts, put up random videos, pictures of your cat, create a companion web universe for your NPR radio show. But on his blog, a Boston man uses a Google Maps mashup to overlay the locations of violent crimes on a map of the Boston area. And when you see the map of the area, there'll be a little gun icon, and you can click on the icon to find out more about what happened on a certain street corner, say, in Dorchester. And unfortunately, he's had to update his blog pretty regularly already this year. Eight people were killed in violent crimes in Boston in the first 18 days of 2008, the deadliest opening to a year in more than a decade. Those killings and many other crimes were tallied by Adam Gaffin on the Boston Crime blog. It's kind of a labor of conscience for this computer guy by day, crime chronicler by night. Hi, Adam.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little more about what prompted you to start the Boston Crime blog in the beginning of 06.
Partly because I wanted to see if I could do the technology, putting stuff on maps. But partly I also wanted to just see where crime was happening in the city. I knew that there were a lot of things happening that weren't getting reported in the daily papers. And there's nothing, for a Boston resident, there's nothing dramatic that stands out. I mean, because we know where the crime is. There's certain hotspots in the city. Most of Boston is very safe. It's one of the safest big cities. But what has happened, which I didn't expect, was people started using it as sort of a memorial for all these people who've died over the last couple of years, basically.
So let me back up a little bit. Where do you get your information?
Two main sources. One is the Boston Police have their own weblog where they post all the murders, they post bizarre crimes, they post some of the other violent but non-fatal crimes, and also the weekly papers, all of which send reporters down to their local station houses to check out stuff so that media and official sources.
Now, you said that you knew that there were some crimes that just weren't getting covered in any way. Can you give me an example of something
Oh,
that didn't get covered?
sure. Last summer, I was driving home, and the main street, I take the main street in my neighborhood to get to my house. It was blocked off for a mile. It turned out two kids had gotten shot in the back. And the next, that's a big crime. There were helicopters overhead. The street is blocked off. People are all over the place watching what's going on. There was absolutely nothing in the daily papers the next day. Probably because the Boston Police, for whatever reason, didn't issue a press release. I mean, I saw it. I didn't see the shooting. I saw the aftermath of it. I saw the evidence cones and all that stuff. And, how can you not, cover, a neighborhood of your city getting shut down like this?
Right. And those two kids are somebody's kids.
Yeah. And that's, a lot of the people who've gotten murdered over the past year have been related to gangs somehow. Not particularly nice people, but you're right, they're still somebody's kids. And one of the things that I've seen is, we've had a couple of mothers come on the site and post comments about their kids and about the reaction of other people.
But you've also had people come on your site. You mentioned, since some of them are gang related, who have not had necessarily the best intentions and left some pretty tough comments.
Yeah, and when I was looking through the site yesterday, I realized that's something I probably do need to police a little bit better. There have been threats put on the site. I need to be more careful about, because all the messages that get posted, I see them first, and sometimes I've just sort of bulk approved them without really paying much attention to them, because the last thing I want to see is this become a virtual extension to these increasingly violent crimes that are going on in the streets.
Right, but you also have that sort of the theory of a blog, this open source, this idea that people can come to it and comment on it, and you don't want to necessarily censor their comments, but I'm imagining it's kind of difficult to weigh the danger that perhaps some of these people pose.
Yeah, some of it's probably online, you're anonymous. It's easier to mouth off and whatnot.
Yeah.
But even still, I don't think we need to have people showing their gang, essentially showing their gang colors online. It doesn't do anything for anybody. It just, it's extending what's already going on, which is bad enough.
Now, have you seen any patterns or trends that you realize perhaps the police weren't noticing or reporters weren't noticing?
Reporters, perhaps, not the police. I have to give Boston Police credit. They do an excellent job of pinpointing where crimes are happening. And under the current commissioner, they will flood neighborhoods with extra patrols and whatnot, you know, when they see things happening. My neighborhood, for example, about a month ago, we had like a week of violence. It was very bizarre because this is normally a very quiet neighborhood, and there were, you know, they put more cops on the street.
Mm-hmm. But you said reporters have picked up on a couple of things from your blog.
Reporters, yeah, not so much. There's a neighboring town where they don't have a violent crime problem, but they do have a problem with cars getting smashed into for GPSs and stuff like that. And I was mapping that on a separate site, and there was one particular neighborhood where, I mean, it just stood right out. There was this huge cluster of, like, dots where showing where people had gotten broken into. And that was news to the local paper. So they did a follow-up story based on what they'd seen on the map. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, in terms of you know, Boston itself, I think the two daily papers, the two main daily papers, have gotten better in the last couple of years in terms of covering crime and the impact on folks. Unfortunately, a lot of it seemed to stem from there was this one white woman who got murdered at this after-hours party in a black neighborhood. You know, it's unfortunate that it takes like something like that to step up the coverage of what had been going on for several years now.
I want to ask you one last question. We only have about 45 seconds left. I know that while all the comments are anonymous, and this is done anonymously, you've had a situation where your daughter, where you kind of came face to face with this crime that you've been documenting.
Yeah. There was a limo that was coming back from a murder, a funeral of a murder, a gang-related murder in one neighborhood, and they passed through our neighborhood. The limo was followed by another car from the funeral, and when they got to the intersection where my daughter gets on the bus in the morning, gets off in the afternoon, the other car just opened fire, and three guys got shot. One of them was murdered, and it was like, oh, my God.
Right there at your daughter's bus
stop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adam Gaffin maintains the Boston Crime Blog. We'll link to it on our blog. Hey, Adam, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.